be honest. Finding a new dentist can be like right up there with doing your taxes on the list of things we love to avoid. But you know what makes it a little less daunting?
What's that?
Finding a place that actually seems, well, enjoyable.
It's true. So many dental practices just scream clinical or like, try way too hard to be your best friend.
Exactly, yeah. And that's where this Orlando Dental Center material really caught my eye. Like, imagine you're looking for a new dentist, and instead of, bombarding you with all this jargon about teeth whitening deals, they're leading with feeling. They actually open with a quote about a smile being the key to an open heart.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's a bold move, right? They're acknowledging the emotional side of dentistry, like the anxiety a lot of people feel. And instead of just glossing over it, they're saying, hey, we get it.
And get this, they don't just stop there. They go all in on this family approach. And I know family can be a total marketing buzzword, but what struck me is how they weave it into the actual patient experience.
Okay. Yeah. How so?
Well, they highlight these patient stories, right? Sally and Deborah, who both talk about feeling welcomed and cared for like family. Think about what that actually means for you as a patient. Maybe it's less anxiety about like being judged for that filling you've been putting off, or maybe it's feeling comfortable enough to really talk about your
Yeah,
concerns.
that's huge, because who wants to feel like just another appointment on the schedule?
Exactly. That family feel sounds great, but I'm also the kind of person who wants to know my dentist is using the latest
Of
technology.
course, yeah.
So what does this material tell us about that?
Well, they actually do highlight some modern practices, which is reassuring. They emphasize mercury-free fillings and metal-free crowns, which, by the way, are not only aesthetically pleasing, but also tap into this whole biocompatible dentistry trend.
Okay, so no lasers or robot dentists,
Right.
but they are keeping up with materials that are healthier for our bodies. It's not just about aesthetics, it's about a holistic approach to dental care, which seems to be a running theme here.
Absolutely. And speaking of holistic, we can't ignore their emphasis on Dr. Maru's credentials. The material highlights his education at Temple University, his additional training, and even his experience with international implant procedures.
It's impressive. He's clearly invested in his continuing education, which suggests he's likely up to date on the latest techniques and technologies. But they don't mention any other dentists, which makes me wonder, is this a solo practice?
Right, that's definitely a question to consider. Solo practices have their advantages. You always see the same dentist, which can build trust and rapport,
Yeah,
right?
right.
But larger practices often offer a wider range of specialists and maybe even extended hours.
It's all about what's important to you as a patient, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Do you prioritize that one-on-one relationship, or do you value having access to a team of specialists? They even seem to anticipate these questions with how prominently they display their phone number, 407-851-7740. But before you dial.
We have to talk about their community involvement. It's not just like a line item for them, you know, it's woven into their whole family narrative.
It's true. They talk about it almost as much as they talk about their actual services. They're participating in local events, supporting charities, really trying to become a part of the fabric of Orlando.
Which kind of begs the question, what does that say to you as a potential patient? Maybe it's reassuring to know your dentist is invested in the community. Or maybe it like aligns with your own values of supporting local businesses that give back.
I think it also loops back to that whole idea of trust and transparency. They're not just telling us about their shiny equipment and painless procedures. They're showing us who they are and what they stand for.
Precisely. And whether it's a conscious marketing strategy or simply a reflection of their genuine values, that kind of consistency can be incredibly powerful. It creates a sense of authenticity that's hard to fake.
It's like they're saying, this is who we are, both inside the practice and out in the world. And honestly, in a world of like slick advertising and carefully curated online personas, that kind of transparency is refreshing.
Absolutely. It invites you to connect with them on a deeper level, to see them as more than just a business. And that brings us back to that quote they started with, right? A smile being the key to an open heart.
Okay, I'll admit, when I first read that, I thought it was a little cheesy. But the more we unpack this material, the more I see how it all ties together.
It's about connection, isn't it? A smile is a universal language, a way to build rapport, to create a sense of warmth and trust. And isn't that what they're trying to do here? Create a space where people feel comfortable, cared for, and connected.
Totally. It's like they're reframing the whole dental experience. Instead of dreading that appointment, you're looking forward to, like, catching up with your dental family, knowing you're in good hands, and maybe even contributing to the community in a small way.
Yeah, and that shift in perspective, that feeling of ease and confidence, that's powerful stuff. It's not just about teeth, it's about feeling good about yourself and your place in the world.
Which is a lot of weight for a dental practice to carry, but they seem to be doing it with a light touch, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. There's a playfulness here, a sense of humor that keeps it from feeling too heavy-handed. They're not preachy, they're just inviting you into their world.
And that, my friend, is the mark of good marketing. They've managed to take something as potentially mundane as dental care and infuse it with meaning and emotion.
They've tapped into something universal.
Yeah.
The desire to feel good, to be a part of something bigger, and to trust the people we allow to care for us.
So where does that leave you, the listener? Hopefully with a fresh perspective on what's possible in a dental practice. We've been digging deep into what Orlando Dental Center is all about. And, you know, I have to say, it's making me rethink my own relationship with going to the dentist. Maybe it doesn't have to be so anxiety-inducing.
Right. Like, they've definitely challenged the stereotype here. But it's more than just a clever marketing tactic, right? It's about recognizing the connection between our oral health and our overall well-being, both physically and emotionally.
Absolutely. And speaking of connections, they end on an interesting note with this whole smiles opening doors idea. What do you make of that?
It's intriguing because on the surface, it seems like, you know, your typical feel-good message, a bright smile helps with first impressions and all that. But there's like a deeper layer here, something about how a healthy smile can translate to a healthier sense of self.
Okay, yeah, I'm intrigued. Unpack that a little more for us.
Think about it this way. When you feel good about your smile, you're more likely to smile genuinely and confidently. And that confidence can spill over into other areas of your life, making you more approachable, more willing to take risks, you know, more open to new experiences. Those are the metaphorical doors they're talking about.
Wow. Yeah. When you put it that way, it really elevates the message beyond just having pearly whites. It becomes about personal growth, self-assurance, and how taking care of ourselves, even in seemingly small ways, can have a ripple effect on our lives.
Exactly. And ultimately, that's the power of a deep dive like this. It's about looking beyond the surface, questioning assumptions, and considering new perspectives.
Yeah, and we've explored how Orlando Dental Center distinguishes itself, not just through its services, but through its values and the experience it aims to create for its patients.
Right. They're putting their unique stamp on what it means to be a patient-centric practice. Now, it's up to you to decide if that resonates with you. Do their values align with what you look for in healthcare? Does their approach ease your anxieties about dental visits? This deep dive has given you the insights to answer those questions for yourself.
And who knows, maybe it sparked a new way of thinking about your own smile and the doors it could open.